You and I were never anything.
His face went slack. I saw the light die out of his eyes. I couldn't look at him anymore. I started walking again, and this time he didn't follow me. I didn't look back. Couldn't look back. If I saw his face again, I might not be able to leave. As I walked, I told myself, hold it, just a little longer. Only when I was sure he couldn't see me, only when the house was in sight again, that was when I let myself cry. I dropped down in the sand, and I cried for Conrad, and then for me. I cried for what was never going to be. It's a known fact in life, you can't have everything. It's my heart, I know I love them both, as much as it is possible to love two people at the same time. Conrad and I were linked, we would always be linked. That was something I could do away with. I knew that now, that love wasn't something you could erase, no matter how hard you tried.
Ugh, I wish they kept it, but also she does such a good job in this scene.
Of like saying it without
also,
saying
you, like, anything. That narration was perfect.